we're all preaching Jesus. My Jesus is different than their Jesus. In fact, if their Jesus is true, I'm the enemy of their Jesus. He said, I don't want to be this way, but God, but look at, this is the only way I can see things. I have to be honest with myself, and my own conscience bears witness with me that what I say, I believe is the truth from this word. And if they don't agree, I can't go counting on my, you know, oh, well, these people are all against me. I know. I look out there and I see it's like, it just sort of doesn't make sense. You know, oh, you got, I think that's why God had to give me some amount of intelligence. So that at least I'd have a little enough vanity to even imagine that I could have the truth and all these other people could be wrong. You know, if it be but vanity. But if it be of God, then it's of God. And I can't deny the God that's been revealed to me. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know, when we have all our cares of the world, all, you know, I honestly, before I started out tonight, I felt very heavy. I felt very, I was like, oh, financial situations and things, and what am I going to do? And I feel like a lot of times, like, I'm just a failure. But the thing I'm most concerned about is that I could walk uprightly in him. Those are the things I'm most mindful of. The financial stuff, it's like, you know, I honestly, I know he cares for me and he'll watch over me. You know, he's not going to, you know, whatever, you know, whatever. It's like, I don't even want to let that be my concern. My care is that I would fulfill righteousness. My care is that I would be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is, what is your own righteousness? You know, what does that mean? Because they said, you know, not having your own righteousness, but having on rubber Jesus, protecting you from the consequences of sin. As if that was the right, you know, they treat, honestly, they treat Jesus like his righteousness is putting on a condom before you have, you know, fornication. That's how they treat Jesus. That he hides from God the sins that we continue to commit. That's what they teach. I'm here to tell you that that is a lie. Jesus Christ, you know, he came to deliver us from those things. And so that we, he's not here to cover up for us. So he covers up our past. Thank God. Because of, we're gonna, but that we could continue in, move on into righteousness. And the time past of our life, that was sufficient ungodliness. We don't need to continue in ungodliness. We need to cease from sin. We don't continue in sin. Cast our care upon him because he cares for us. So there's no harm in asking for your things, but I don't like to focus on it, honestly. So that, you know, I just let my own feelings about it suffice the Lord. It's like he knows what I need. He's able to help. He's able to show me the way I ought to go in those things. I want to, you know, if I believe he's there, I know what he wants for me is godliness, righteousness, a kingdom. I want to be prepared for that. That's what I'm most concerned about. That's what I want to, you know, but just cast all your care. And how do you do that? You know, I would have just throw it up. I mean, how do you get rid of your care and give it to him? And let's say, give it to Jesus. You know, give all your cares to Jesus. Well, just sometimes just saying it. Saying the thing that troubles you to God. Openly, opening your mouth, confessing, yes, I have, you know, I fear for my, you know, the thing I get is that I think, like, in our country, it's like, I look at my financial situation, and I think, like, well, you know, I'm afraid I will not be able to continue my luxurious lifestyle. People who know me would laugh at my, quote-unquote, luxurious lifestyle with the Salvation Army furnishings and clothes I wear. You know, with the third hand this and that and the everything decrepit and so on and so forth. the cars all with, you know, six-digit mileage. Every car I have has six-digit mileage. They're all over 100,000 miles. 150, 250, 200, you know, they're all up there. They're all six-digit. You know, that's my luxury, as far as I'm concerned. But what I have, I feel like I want to maintain. I don't want my life to, you know, be cat, because I feel like, well, I'm set up, I want to teach. I guess that's the most important thing, is like, Lord, I want to continue in the place I'm at so that I can continue to teach, so I can raise my children in peace. And I guess that's my care. That's my whole care of the world. It's really the only thing in the world I have care for, is that I want to serve him in the place I'm at. And if God were to deem it right to change that, then that's, I will submit to that. But otherwise, you know, that's all my care. But you know what? Cast it on him. Let him know, even though he already knows. But the way you give it up is to say it. And I tell you, when you say it and you ask in faith for his help and protection, your cares will lighten. And you feel them all go away. And then all that's left are the things that really matter. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. These are the things, these are the cares. You know, he says cares, he throws that in the middle of, be humble. Humble yourselves, right? He throws that. That's, and what is the care the apostles had in mind for? Honestly, it's like, we may be killed. They may throw us into prison. Honestly, you know, it's like, I'm very hesitant talking about these. I really just rubs me the wrong way, even though it's like, yeah, I find myself in it. It just, part of me, in the spirit, I really feel like it's just not worth praying about. Because he already knows, you know. Jesus said, you know, take no thought. So I want to take no thought for those things. My house, my car, my clothes, that nonsense. That my children would be fed and clothed and all that. I don't want to take thought for that. I want to take thought for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then I need to trust that then everything else is going to be added to me. So I want to be more afraid and diligent that I would